This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The fourth video produced by the Center for Medical Progress was released Friday, a day after a California company mentioned in videos obtained a restraining order against videos mentioning STEM Express, the firm alleged by Planned Parenthood doctors to be a sort of brokerage house for such specimens. Yet one comment in this video from another Planned Parenthood medical director is nothing short of material for a horror movie and seems to indicate the kind of practices that sent Philadelphia Kermit Gosnell to prison. This is Life News Radio. After he built the temple, a bulwark of culture for Israel, God spoke to Solomon about culture, saying, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear and will forgive and will heal their land." Yes, America must come to terms with what we permit our government to allow. But Christians must act like Christians with love and mercy and great virtue and not become lost in reactionary response to scandal. Humbly pray, seek God, and turn from sin to model to the world what creates a culture of life. In other headlines, Canada has approved the use of the dangerous RU486 abortion pill. Florida and South Carolina have become now the 11th and 12th states to investigate Planned Parenthood for selling specimens from abortion. And Planned Parenthood's website says it's been hacked by extremists and shut down, though it seems Planned Parenthood inadvertently disclosed coding showing a special "site down" template, indicating it may be a PR distraction. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.